Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview for today. We have a wonderful art show going on right now in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR, but today is the last day to see it. It's called Out of the Pocket, Iphonography of Dorian Hill, Lynn Casper, and Morgan Kenny. I highly recommend it. You can come by the station at 254 North Front Street up until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So that means a new show is coming in. You won't get to see it until, well, you could actually see it next week after it loads in and gets all put up on the walls. But we have our official opening on March 23rd, the next fourth Friday gallery night. Here to tell us all about this new exhibit is Elaine Cooper. She and Marla Rice Evans are coordinating this together. So thank you, Elaine, for coming.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamila, for letting me come and explain about this new project.
Yes, tell folks where the idea came from, how this all began, a whole show about pelicans.
Exactly. Well, they are so symbolic, we think at least, of the South. And I have to give full credit to Marla Rice Evans. It was her original concept. Mm. We have become friends, so she called me right away because, of course, I had the Art Association connection. I am a member, as she is now, also of the Wilmington Art Association. So we talked about the whole proposal, the whole point of this, and there is a real point to it. And then I got busy recruiting artists to join. And happily, we have, I believe it's now 21,
wow,
officially participating. And the theme, of course, is pelican, as you mentioned. But it really, the whole rationale is to put the spotlight on this wonderful, wonderful bird,
mm-hmm,
and to focus on some of the dangers, obviously, environmental conditions that work against pelicans today, and simply to celebrate this incredible bird. I happen to live very close to Wrightsville Beach, and I walk there every morning, and they're like the Rockettes of the bird world. I mean,
they
are absolutely marvelous to watch. So we're delighted this is working out, and as you said, we'll be hanging the show next week.
It is a wonderful thing to be at the beach and see a whole group of pelicans skimming so close to the water and flying in perfect formation.
Perfect formation, yeah, every time. It's as if they're hovering 4 inches above the water.
Yes.
The wings not ever touching.
Yeah.
It's ballet. It's beautiful.
It is. They're so graceful in flight. They look a little awkward on land, but they're amazingly,
right,
built, and what they can swallow. I've seen some videos with pelicans swallowing these fish that look like they'd never possibly go down the pelican's,
exactly,
throat.
And then, of course, they raise their, you know, their neck, and you,
right,
can just see that glug, 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 you know, as they're trying,
jeez,
to get it down.
Now, some of the dangers they face, like boating accidents, or what other things happen,
well,
for them?
Well, that can happen, of,
mm-hmm,
course. I mean, usually they're fast enough to, you know,
right,
get out of there. But what happens more frequently is when they're diving, there can be fishing lines, nets, these kinds of things that they would not automatically, they would see them, they wouldn't know to fear them.
Mm.
And so they do get caught up. And I'll have more on that later as we discuss our little pelican,
yeah,
our live pelican, Tim, who is actually going to be joining us from the Seabiscuit Wildlife Shelter in Oak Island for our big opening night that you just mentioned a moment ago.
On Friday, March 23rd.
Exactly.
From 6 to 9. As long as we're there, let's talk about Tim. What is his story?
Right. Well, he's just a couple of years old. He was born in 09, and as basically a baby or an adolescent, perhaps, in bird life, he got caught totally in fishing lines, and both legs and wings were injured, became very infected.
Mm.
He was really under treatment for about 6 months. Antibiotics, they actually had laser surgery to try to repair one of the wings. Long story short, unfortunately, he was not able to get back into the wild and to support himself, if,
mm-hmm,
you will. So he is now an official education animal. The shelter had to go through a process to make sure that everything was done correctly. And he now goes out to visit different groups and, again, talk about the pelican itself, the dangers they face, and just to have that wonderful experience,
mm-hmm,
of being up close and personal with an animal that is a wild animal.
So you said Tim the pelican will actually be here on Fourth Friday Gallery Night.
Oh, yes. He's making a guest appearance. He's
That's
very
so
excited.
Great. That's great. You said he's getting dressed up for it?
Oh, absolutely. In his finest. And he will be here that evening.
That's,
and we're
great,
very excited. And,
yeah,
it's so wonderful. I've had past experience with education animals, and it doesn't matter the age of the person. Everyone is like a 7-year-old mm-hmm. when you have that opportunity to be up close and personal. So I know the guests are going to very much enjoy meeting Tim.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Elaine Cooper. She, along with Marla Rice Evans, have organized a show which will be loading into the station coming on Monday. They'll be hanging it up on the walls on Tuesday, and you can come see it after that. But the official opening, the big gala, when Tim the Pelican will be here, is the Fourth Friday Gallery Night, which is March 23rd. So let's talk a little bit now, Elaine, about you as an artist. And I've seen some samples that you showed me of about maybe 10 different artists that have submitted work for this show, all folks in the Wilmington Art Association. Talk about your own painting or paintings.
Oh, well, thank you, Jamila. Yes, I've been painting since the early 70s, and it's become a passion in my life. And happily, I just retired 2 years ago, and now I actually have time to paint more, which is wonderful. And to be a part of this show, as we were discussing earlier, when our fellow artists who decided to join us for this terrific show started sending in their digital images of their paintings, it was such a joy to see, because each and every one of us has a totally different vision. And as you saw, every single one is totally different. Mm-hmm. And I knew as soon as Marla and I decided upon this project, and it was okayed, of course, by the station, I knew precisely what I was going to do, because every morning I'm on that beach watching, and that instant when he dives in and hits that water, that I knew would be my painting. Mm. And as you saw, that's what it is.
It's very dynamic. Yeah, well, it's lots
just,
of motion.
Just fun to do. Absolutely.
Is it an oil or acrylic? It looks like
these are acrylics.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
exactly, Jamila. And all the other artists, you know, we have all the different mediums: oil, watercolors, acrylics, mixed media. And I think the guests are going to very much enjoy the show.
And one wood carving that you know of is also coming.
Absolutely, that is coming. And I know the artist. I know her incredible work. And so I'm so looking forward to seeing the carved pelicans. They will be here as part
That's
of the show
great.
As well.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that the load-in procedure for this is pretty interesting, because with 21 artists bringing their work, I can't imagine all those folks trooping up and down the elevator or the stairs. So talk about your sort of bucket brigade approach to getting the show put up.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to describe it, Jamila. And myself and several other fellow artists are all going to be here basically on your doorstep downstairs. All of the artists know they just have to pull the car up, put their little flashers on. We will literally grab the paintings out of their car. They can shift gears and head out into the sunset. We'll then keep taking everything, you know, upstairs and get everything set here. Because, as you know, parking is an issue
right.
in this part of town. And I think, at least we hope, that this is going to work beautifully.
That sounds great. So if you're driving on Front Street, all of you who are listening right now, in the 200 block, just before you get to the Cotton Exchange, on Monday morning, and you wonder what is going on, that's what you'll see, is lots of paintings being brought into the building here at 254 North Front Street. And then there's a bunch of you that will be here Tuesday to actually hang the
Definitely.
Show.
Definitely. There will be about 4 or 5 of us here on
Great.
Tuesday, Jamila.
That's always an interesting process, because the gallery, the M.C. Ernie Gallery, is beautiful with some brick walls and some painted walls, but getting a bunch of really different pieces of art
right.
to arrange them on the wall so that they work well together is an artistic process.
It is. That's a totally different art talent, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Because you can be a marvelous artist, but being able to hang a good show is tough. It takes
yeah.
a different view and vision mm-hmm. to do that well.
It's the presentational aspect
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. And so we'll do our best on Tuesday and hope
great.
To get everything looking just lovely.
Good. So the opening is the Fourth Friday Gallery Night, March 23rd. Though probably by mid to late week, next week, you could come and see the show. It's all about pelicans. Is there a title for the show? Or just pelicans, a collaboration?
Yeah, actually, we should have come up with a wonderful title, and we actually didn't, Jamila.
Well,
but
we'll just call it Pelicans.
Well, there you go.
A collaboration of many artists.
That sounds perfect.
There you go. And with a contribution, of course, remember that on that fourth Friday gallery night, the pelican named Tim will be here from his shelter, and you can meet Tim and see him.
And I just wanted to add, too, to thank all the artists ahead of time,
yes.
For joining in this wonderful project, because we're so happy that the pelicans can have this focus. But also, all of the artists have decided that they will donate a part of, you know, if indeed their painting sells, that they will be donating part of that to their particular environmental organization of choice. And just to reiterate, Mary Ellen Rogers is the director of the Seabiscuit Wildlife Shelter, and Tim is her pet, her baby.
And, so she'll be here with
him. And
she
will be here that night as well, which would be wonderful because she can answer questions.
Oh,
you know, very,
perfect.
Very informative.
Great.
Presentation.
We look forward to seeing the show.
Well, thank you so much, and we're very excited about doing this, Jamila. And thanks again for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. Elaine Cooper, who is an artist herself and one of the organizers, along with Marla Rice Evans, of the next show here at WHQR in the MC Ernie Gallery, Pelicans, a collaboration of many artists. This is WHQR.